The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right. Welcome. We are live and in living color on The Grind. Hopefully you guys are chiming into Facebook Live right now, so you can see my morning face. Just finished my breakfast. So, really show ever, guys. Unscripted conversation. Thank you guys for dialing into to us. If you're listening live on the Blog Talk Radio platform, that's just blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. All right, I'm looking at messages, guys, right now on Facebook Live. If you want to see me live and be on The Grind live, go ahead and go to my Facebook page, just Nathan McCray. All right. Good morning, Miss Ross. Good morning. Thank you guys for saying good morning. Thanks for chiming in. Hello to everybody in Facebook Live Land. Hello, everybody on Blog Talk Radio. You know, today is a great day. I don't know what the weather looks like where you are right now, but where I am, as you guys can see, I'm sitting back by the pool and it is kind of a dreary day today. You know, but it plays into everything that we want to talk about, you know, on the show this morning, because, you know, we understand that not every day is going to be a great day. You got to make it a great day. Right. And, you know, it's funny because I was laughing the whole time I was typing it up and talking about the pimp factor, the P-I-M-P factor. So what's your pimp factor? What is it on, man? How high is it? How high are you? What happens when you open your eyes in the morning? You know, thank you guys for jumping on. I see you jumping on right now on Facebook Live. Thank y'all so much. You know, I have no problem with whatever you guys, wherever you guys want to jump on at. If you guys want to actually come on live on The Grind, then if you're on Facebook Live, go ahead and raise your hand or shoot me something, a text, shoot me right there on the show, right here on the live platform. Shoot me and tell me you want to come on live, because we're going to talk about your pimp factor this morning. But right now, I'm going to play a song for all of my people in Blog Talk Radio land right quick. I don't want to play it for my Facebook Live people, because I'm going to allow this live this morning. So I'm going to mute the Facebook Live team out, and I'll be right back as soon as we play this song. You know, we got to figure out. Good morning, Michelle, Irene, still dark, but been raining all night here in San Francisco Bay Area. Man, San Francisco, y'all shout out where you're dialing in from, where you're dialing in from on live this morning, so I can know what states are represented. And we're going to play a song. I'm going to let y'all enjoy it too, because I want to do anyway. So let's shift this. And I like this song because it's one of the first songs. Not the first song, but, you know, Marvin Sapp put this out. And man, it was a lot of motivation over here.
Yeah.
So, you know, y'all enjoy this song. We'll be right back to your live on Brian.
Yes, you can. Uh-huh. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can.
Come on.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. No, yes, you can.
Yeah. They call that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yes.
All that I'm me weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I would crumble.
believe I can do it now. Oh my, with the Lord on your side, you can do anything. He said, I can, I know, I will triumph.
On the grind out in Blog Talk Radio land, man. We are back. We are live. And y'all know I gotta do it. I gotta do it. I gotta do it. Let's see here. Want to make sure that everybody is up and running, man. I had so much stuff that I wanted to do. But man, time caught me up.
The grind. It's the grind. With Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind. 657-383-1291.
PC, man, I feel like walking this morning, but nonetheless, here we are. I'm trying to get some good light for y'all. Yeah, I don't know. There we go, right there. All right, so welcome back, everybody, in Blog Talk Radio Land. Everybody on the grind, what's up, Bishop Jeff Battle? Man, look, let me tell y'all something. Bishop Jeff Battle, my best friend, you know, loving the life, man. This dude right here, we've been through so much together, man, so much together. Man, business, personal, and I'm here to tell you, you guys, I want you to chime in. I was loading up, trying to load up his promo. I promise I'm gonna get that thing right next time. But he is the creator of a show called The Conversation with Uncompromised Pastors, and it happens every Tuesday night tonight at 6 p.m. It's a 2-hour show, man. If you ever had questions about, you know, what CHURCH should really be, about what who God really is and about what you know, is really expected of you, dial into the cup. I'm going to make sure that I send that information out. But it's tonight, every Tuesday night, and it's a two-hour show. I'll be dialing in myself to make sure that I'm getting my education. I'm getting my true, uncompromised word from truly uncompromised pastors. So thank you so much for jumping on, Bishop Jeff Battle. So, you know, guys, it was funny, man. It was funny. Yeah, y'all tune in. Definitely tune in. I'm going to shoot that information out. I'm going to put it on my Instagram page. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page as well to make sure you guys actually chime in and hear live on and be live on the cup conversation with uncompromised pastors. So, man, we're super excited about everything that's going on, man. We're putting some new things in place and the platforms are elevating themselves. And, you know, it's not what we do, it's what God does, right? It's what God, awesome bishop, definitely. I be on my brother. So you know, a little bit about, you know, it was funny because I was talking about the pimp factor tonight. And it was, and you know, I believe God has a sense of humor. And we talk about the pimp factor and everybody's like, you know, I know what a pimp is. And it's like, that's not a good thing. And I said, you know what's right, but it's just an acronym, right? And it's an acronym that's been thrown around in a negative way. But, you know, we want to really talk about your pimp factor, your truth. What's your purpose? What's your intention, your motivation, and your power? When you wake up every morning, are you waking up with purpose, intention, motivation, and power? Because a lot of people squander their day, you know, by having a messed up morning. And this is the realest show ever. I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all wake up mad, mean, and pissed off, then you can have a mad, mean, and pissed off day. All right? You got something you want to say, guys? This is the time to say it right now. It'll be posted live. All right? So purpose, intention, motivation, and power. You guys always hear me talk about waking up. And the first thing I do, I used to do the 10 countdown from 10. I went from 10 to 5 countdown. Now I'm at the 3 countdown. I'm going to be always honest with you guys. I hadn't gotten to that, you know, just wake up, open my eyes up, and pop out of bed phase yet. I still need that 3 seconds, right? So that 3 seconds, man, I got to have it. So I'm 3, 2, 1. I'm up. And what I do is when I'm on the side of my bed, I force myself to put that smile out there, right? I smile. Put it out there. Sometimes it's that smile that kind of look like what's that actor's name? Man, he played on Everybody Hates Chris. Y'all give me his name. I can't remember his name. Anyway, it kind of looked like his smile when he smiled. It kind of looked like it's aggressive. It looked like you don't really want to do it, but you know that you gotta do it because every day that you wake up, you are not going to feel great. I don't care who the person is. I don't care how great they are, how what they have achieved in life. I don't. Pam say I know. You know I don't know, right? Like the father. That was the father. Yeah, that's what I want, Antoinette. So not every. You're not gonna always feel great, no matter who you are, no matter how great you have already achieved. You know what levels you achieved. You ain't gonna wake up every morning. You know, just as they said on Talladega Nights, you ain't gonna wake up every morning just feeling like you're gonna piss excellence. It is just not gonna be that way. Terry Crews, that's right, Antoinette. That face that he makes when he's smiling, his smile looks like he just I'm smiling, but I really don't want to, but I know I have to. You know, and that's that the part of when you wake up on the side of your bed and you smile, and because it's not that you want to. It's like you know you have to in order for your day, right, in order for your day to be the day that you want it to be. So I get on the side of my bed. I smile. Then by the time I get to my sink, man, I'm telling y'all, the smile is there, you know, and I feel like I can move to the next level. And at that point is when I realize, you know what, I gotta wake up with purpose. I got to wake up with purpose. We always say on the show, if you don't know what your purpose is, you got to find out what your purpose is. Because if you don't know what your purpose is, then you're just a tool that somebody else is using to build their purpose, to fulfill their purpose. Now, is it wrong to attach yourself to other people until you find out, you know, what your purpose is? That's not wrong. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out what your purpose is. And if your purpose is tethered to somebody else's purpose, you're going down the same road, then at least you know what your purpose is. So that means you got to have that come to Jesus. You got to have that sit down in the mirror, talk to God. God, what is my purpose? What is it that you've called me to do that will fulfill my purpose, and not in the world, but fulfill my purpose, my God-created, my God-given purpose in this life that you've given me? Why have you allowed me to open my eyes another day? Because when you open your eyes another day, that means obviously there's something else that God wants you to do, right? So you wake up with that purpose, you knowing that this is what I'm working toward. Man, that's the first a little small little sliver of what your power is, right? Of what you, when you wake up with your pimp factor, right? So your purpose, and then you got to wake up with intention. Man, I'm going to tell you, the best way to wake up with intention is to go to bed with intention. When you go to bed knowing that, you know what, let me get in here, give me some sleep, because this is what I got to do tomorrow. Tomorrow I got to do this. I don't care what you are, right? I don't care if you're a teacher. I don't care if you're a fireman. I don't care if you are a cook. I don't care if you work at McDonald's. It doesn't matter what you do. All that matters is that you know what you're going to do to accomplish your grind for that next day. So you go to bed with that on your mind, right? That's right, Pam McCray. Go to bed with intention. You go to bed with that on your mind. And when you wake up, you have that intention that you need. So now you know your purpose. You know what you're trying to accomplish, right? Your pimp factor is increasing. It's increasing, right? Purpose, intention. And now at that point, when you got those first two, right? So now you can move into your motivation of your day. Now you can say, okay, I know what I need to do. You're the master of your day. That's right, fam. That's right. You're the master of your day at that point. So you got your purpose. You woke up with intention. That smile is going to come a lot easier as you move to your sink or as you move to your bathroom, wherever you're going. It's going to come a lot easier because now you know what you got to do. You're planning out your day before you even go to sleep the previous day, right? So you lay in your bed, you figure it all out, you wake up, your purpose, you wake up with intention, and then you start your motivation. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to feel great every single day. You got to motivate yourself. And I would say something else, but you got to motivate your doggone self. You do. Everybody ain't going to be in your corner every day, man. They're not. They're not going to be in your corner every day, learning how to master your day. That's right. Pierre Fab Diva Collins, thank you so much. Everybody's not going to be in your corner every single day. Look, you got to learn how to improvise, adapt, and overcome. All right. And when you do that, you bridge the gap, baby. You bridge the gap. So now you got everybody's not in your corner. You got that in your mind. There's some people that are going to be in your corner, man, that are your day one. I'm going to tell you right now, some people I can count on in my life that's always going to be there when I need them. Right. And if you know you got those two or three people, man, those are the people that you rock with every day. Those are the people that are on your mind, because these are the people that you're moving with from level to level. This is what you call your inner core, your inner circle. Make sure you are under the influence of your purpose and not someone else's. That's right, Bishop Jeff Battle. I love it. Under the influence of your own purpose and not someone else's. That way you're not used like a tool. All right. Motivate your doggone self, because it only lasts a moment. Do it every day. Absolutely, man. I love it. I love this interaction, man. I love it, you know, that you guys understand the pimp factor and how you guys need to deploy that into your life, man. Really. So you're motivating yourself. You ain't looking for nobody else to grab your hand and pull you up. You ain't looking for that. You ain't looking for somebody to come and drag you out of the bed. Man, when you wake up, when you go to bed with purpose and intention, you wake up on your alarm clock don't even wake you up. You find yourself waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, 3 o'clock. Right? You can't figure that thing out, but you know that something's happening. So you jump up out of the bed, you start your smile, you know your purpose, you know what your intentions are because you went to bed with them. Now you motivate yourself. Now once you motivate yourself and you're at your sink brushing your teeth and you looking in the mirror, man, she said, what is the pimp factor? The pimp factor is your purpose, your intention. your motivation. I'm getting ready to get, pay attention, Michelle. Pay attention. I'm getting ready to give you the last one, okay? All right? Let me back up, because you woke up with your purpose. You woke up with intention, and you woke up and you motivated yourself out of your bed. All right? You on your way to your mirror. When you get to your mirror, man, you brushing your teeth, you're going to tell yourself this. Man, I look good. I look good. I feel good. I am, man, I'm great. And you know what? I'm getting ready to go out and smash this day. This is my day. I own this day. See, this is the talks that you got to give yourself in the mirror. Because if you give the talks to yourself, you don't have to worry about going out looking for some nobody else to motivate you, to give you your purpose, to tell you that you need to be intentional. You wake up with your pimp factor on one, it goes to two, then it goes to three. And after you motivate yourself at that point, guys, you got the power that you need to conquer anything that happens throughout your day. That's right. Smash the day. Own your day. Smash it. Man, pimp factor got to be on 10, guys. Your purpose, your intention, your motivation, and your power. Remember, what did I just say? What I just said didn't incorporate the intentions of anybody else's. It didn't mean somebody else gave you anything else, right? Be the PIMP, say they don't, so they don't, ooh, I like that, Bishop Battle. Be the PIMP so you don't get PIMPED, so you don't get pimped, right? You got to be the pimp of your own purpose, intention, motivation, and power, right? Pimp yourself. How about that? Right? Pimp yourself. Man, I love it, man. I love it. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm so excited about 2018 and what this year is going to offer. You know, me and Pam have conversations all the time, and we wake up and we're excited about, you know, about what's happening, you know, in our lives and how we planted the seeds in 2016 and 17. And now in 2018, everything's starting to come to fruition when everybody else around you was doing what they do. You don't knock somebody else's grind. You don't knock somebody else's hustle. That's what they do, right? But when everybody else is doing their thing, you got to make sure you're doing your thing. And if you're doing your thing, you're planting seeds in your own garden, you're tilling your own garden, you're watering your own seeds, then that means what do you have? You have an expectation that those seeds are going to yield you a harvest, right? That harvest you look for. You don't know when that harvest is coming, but you're expecting that it's going to come in God's timing, right? Let me see what's that. That's right. You want to be sitting under these palm trees, Tony. I know that's right. Freezing in Jersey. Amen, brother. Amen. It's freezing. It's a little nippy, but it's going to get warm here in a minute. But man, I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get this thing and get it in your spirit, man. You got to get it. I tell you, it got to go from your head and it's got to go from your heart, right? It's got to go to your heart. And if that's not where it is, then you got to. So, man, y'all been more than gracious to me this morning. Man, y'all really have. And I'm super pumped up and excited about being on the show with you guys this morning. And I promised y'all that I was going to be timely, because I know some of you guys are on your way to work. Some of you are maybe sitting at work. You may have your headphones in. Some of you entrepreneurs are at home. Some of you may be unemployed, sitting at home right now, looking for a job, looking for something to do, whatever it is that you're doing right now. Whatever it is, then I'm here to tell you guys, you got to up your PIMP factor. You got to make sure that you are your number one cheerleader. What you do, what you say has to first and foremost motivate you. If you're not motivating you, never look for anybody else to motivate you, because how you build a thing is how you have to maintain it. And you are in control of your own destiny. You are sitting at the control board for what you want in life. If you don't go get it, don't expect nobody else to go and get it for you and bring it to you. I'm big on teaching a man how to fish. I'm not going to feed you all the time and tell you and go get what you need and bring it to you. I'm going to teach you how to fish and get what you need. And as we say on this show, guys, this show isn't about me. This show is about bridging some gaps. Hopefully we bridge some gaps right here on this show. The second show in 2018, man, we're going somewhere. We're evolving. We're motivated. The pimp factor is on 10, man. I'm excited. So you guys stick with us, man, and we're going to stick with you. I promise you, right? Tell somebody about the show. Guys, make sure you jump on tonight with my best friend, Jeff Battle. Bishop Battle is going to be on the show with another amazing pastor, Pastor Sims. And I'm going to tell you, these brothers break down. They break it down. They're not pulling no punches. They're a friend of the show because, hey, it's unscripted. They tell you exactly what's going on, and they tell you exactly, you know, what's happening. And I love it because it's tasteful. They go through the scriptures, and they break it down, and they tell you what's happening. So jump on tonight at 6 o'clock on the Cup, C-U-P, AMAUradio.com. Brother, if that's right, now I'm sure that's right, AUMAradio.com. I think he had to jump off, but I'm going to post that. And guys, jump on there with me tonight at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're going to hear something amazing. I'm taking notes. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. So guys, you know, God bless you guys. Thank you for jumping on the Grind Short Show. I promised you, you know, share this out. Tell somebody about the Grind, and we'll see you guys live right here on Facebook, AUMAradio.com. That's it. Thank you, my brother. AUMAradio.com tonight, 6 p.m. Dial in. Guys, jump on and hit the listen live button right there. All right. Thank you so much, everybody, for the love. God bless you guys. We'll see you guys Thursday live right here again, same time, same channel, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live. God bless you guys. Have a great one. All right. I'm going to play some music for my people on Blog Talk Radio. And guys, God bless you guys. All right, everybody in Blog Talk Radio land, man, love you guys. You know, this is an amazing time that we're having, man. So I'm in it. I'm gonna play something nice for you guys before we head up out of here. You know, I'm in a Marvin Sapp mood today. So I want to play some Marvin Sapp because some of you guys, I'm gonna tell you right now, you are close to what God has for you. All you gotta do is pay attention.
Close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through. But I won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than before. If God is in my life, just to let me know, I must be close. I'm extremely close. Yes, I am.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.